7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
And we gotta wait for all the noise. Boodly boodly boo, boodly boodly boo, doodly doodly doo. Okay, I think all this craziness is coming to an end. It is 1930 UTC and it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm outside. I'm looking at a turkey. I'm watching a turkey walk back into the creek. He's a big un. He's a big Tommy turkey. I kind of want to go over there and chase him around, but I'm not going to. Okay, so what's happening? What's going on? Well, I guess we need to start with hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whichever salutation pertains to you and your current location on this giant spinning ball of dirt we call our planet Earth. And welcome to another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. As I said, my name is Tobe. And where am I? Well, we're out at Tranquility again. We're out on the other side. I'm parked in the parking lot by the gyro ball fields. We're going to head into the secret mushroom grounds. And as soon as I pulled into here, I saw this turkey in the parking lot. Well, he was not in the parking lot. He was sort of on the edge of the parking lot, between the parking lot and the creek. And it's a big tom turkey. And he's sort of out of sight now. He disappeared into some trees. I know where he is. He's right over there. He's not 50 meters away, but we're not going to hassle him. Wow. It's wild because I got stopped at the light at the intersection of 120th and Fort, and I saw a giant bird flying over. I couldn't tell what it was or where he went. And then as I was going through the intersection, I looked over at the heron trees. And yeah, there's herons in those trees in the Mulhouse property by the pond. Oh, wow. And then I pulled in here. And the first thing I see is this big old fat turkey. All fluffed up. And strutting around doing turkey business. Okay, my name is Tobe. I am a human being. But it's time to crank up the old... What is that? That's nothing. The old corset here. And I gotta traverse. I parked over here so as not to avoid, not to hassle the turkey. And now I gotta, oh, wow. I bet you didn't hear that, but I just heard him. He just went, go-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And he's over there somewhere. I heard him. I heard him. He's gobbling and goobling, and he's looking for the ladies. There he goes again. Go, 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 go. I'm halfway tempted to go over there. I think I have a big pine tree between me and him right now. Is that his? Yeah, no, we can't chase him. He's looking at me. It looked like there was a stick or a branch sticking up, and I thought, is that a stick? Or is that a turkey neck and a turkey head? And then it moved. And that's when we found out, yeah, that's a turkey head. All right, so I'm turning around. I'm turning around and I'm heading into the secret mushroom ground area. Because it rained overnight. And it looks like more rain might be coming. Today's kind of a dangerous day for me to be out again because, oh wow, it's about, what, 17 degrees, 18 degrees, that's about 67, or no, that's about 63, yeah, it's about 65 degrees American. It's occluded. The sun is being blocked by lots and lots of clouds, which is good. Because otherwise, oh, there's a bumblebee, a big one. Geez, I just heard that turkey again, and I'm now 100 yards away. That's 90 meters for all my metric friends. I can just hear that guy back there. Go, blah, 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 blah. Right, so it rained overnight. It's very humid right now. If the sun comes out, I'm probably gonna die. But right now, we're right at the cusp between tolerable and intolerable, because it's cool. If it stays cool, we're good. What is that down there in the creek? Oh, yeah, it looked like a lump of fluff. It looked like a lump of marmot fur, but it was not. All right, so let's head into the... What's that way over there? Are there dudes out here today? We gotta start paying attention. I don't know. If the sun comes out, we're gonna be turning around and running away. And I think I can feel it coming out on my neck. As I turn around and look up into the sky, yes, it's the sun. What's that over there? Is that a stick? I have my sunglasses on and I kind of don't really need them to be on. I guess I can take them off. I'm working my way down this slick little slope. Being as it rained, and it rained pretty good, this path is very, very, very slippery now. I've got the crappy shoes on. Oh, there's a little bunny. There's another little bunny. Oh, it's a bunny town over here. I was just gonna stop and admire the smell, because all these little bushes are now flowering and they smell sweet. Is this that invasive species stuff that's so bad but smells so good? I think it is. And now the mud is so thick it's sticking to my shoes. Oh, it's very difficult to walk right here. Hey, is this a marmot track in the middle of the path? Yes. We got marmot tracks in the middle of the path, which means marmots have been walking around here, which means there's marmots around here somewhere hanging out. And there's rabbits around too. Okay, where did that other rabbit go? Oh geez, it's so slippery. Yeah, even though I'm walking on level ground, I'm having problems. Okay, now this bun is staring at me. He's right here. He's scared. Don't be scared, I'm not after you. And if you fall down, that'll just scare the animals. Wow, we just got a bunny right here. He's 2 meters or 3 meters, now he's running away. Okay, my shoes are getting caked. But I'm approaching a marmot area. So we're just gonna kinda creep up here real slow. Check out the scary tree, check out the tree next to it. Look up into the trees to make sure there's no marmots hanging out in the trees, because that happens. And they do like these trees right here. And now I'm trying to walk on the grass next to the trail as I make my way up this small hill. And we suspect there is a marmot den over here under the scary tree, but we know that there's a marmot den over here. So let's keep our eyes open, approach the creek, and look down into the creek to see if there's anybody hanging around down here on these logs, because marmots like to sit on these logs sometimes. But I'm not seeing any right now. No, I am not. Okay, here's a very clear, obvious path leading up to that den. Let's make our way up the creek. See, that hole on that side of the creek looks like it's in use. Those dens look like they are in use. And down in the creek, oh, there's just Mati footprints everywhere. Marmot footprints everywhere you look. You can't miss them. Ooh, and there's some dirt dug out of the side of the bank. Hey, is this a fresh marmot hole in there? Is this a Mati hole? I wish I could sort of get down there, but we can't. That could be a Mati hole. there are some cardinals flying around. Bright red little birds. And I just heard a red-winged blackbird. Oh boy, what is going on up there? Wowzers. Okay, so I'm walking along, and you know, the Parks Department has an office here. It's an old farmhouse. Literally, it was the farmhouse of the farm that was this property back in the day. 100 years ago, or even less, because that's not even a 100-year-old house. Yeah, Mati Prince on the trail. I'm following marmot tracks. And anyway, that old farmhouse and the accompanying barn and other little outbuildings are used by the, is it the city parks department or the county department? I don't know, I think it's the city. Oh, now I gotta walk across this big mud flat where they fixed the creek, and there's marmot tracks right here on the trail. I'm still following them. But up there, they're building something. They're building something big. It looks like, and it's all metal. And yeah, this marmot was right around here. He went through this puddle. Oh, Mati, I'm following Mati tracks. These were made this morning, just hours ago. They're building what looks like a garage. It's a big square building. Just the bare metal frame is up right now. And it's a large building. It's 4 or 5 meters tall. It's 20 something deep. And it's a good 45 across. All right. So it looks like it's going to be some kind of garage. Because, you know, they got big old trucks and stuff. All right, I've gone slightly off the trail to come over here to this marmot den that doesn't look like it's in use. And now I gotta go down this. This is gonna be slippery. I'm on a small hillock. I'm gonna go down on the grass instead. Okay. Because the mud is sticky. It's sticking to the bottom of my shoes. Wow. Here's some marmot tracks. Just two. It's like a stonk. A marmot was running across the path here, and he just put 2 feet down here, and that was it. And somehow he managed to skip across without making any other tracks. Very interesting. A lot of weird marmot stuff going on here today. I'm just hoping we can see one. I want to go. What's this bird above me telling me? He's telling me that, what, there's no marmots? I'm not listening to him. Oh, I'm going to keep working my way up here. Now, if I was a marmot, where would I be? Well, I'd be out here doing stuff. Okay, so, like up here? See, we can get next to the little creek now. Look down in there. Not much to see right about here. Oh man, I can really feel the humidity now. Let's see, are there any marmot tracks in here? There's a lot of little brush has been washed down this little creek. There's some tracks. Yeah. Their marmots have been around here recently. Very recently. So recently that I'm hoping to run into one at any second now. Can't really expect. Oh, I was going to say mushrooms. What can't I expect, Tobe? Can't really expect to find any mushrooms today. But that doesn't prevent me from looking. I'm looking down, I'm looking at all the logs, looking in my all my interesting mushroom spots. But yeah, so far, no. It's a little early yet, but... Wow, I just heard another turkey. And he's over there. Where is he? He's not in a spot where we're going to find him. We're going to have various kinds of mushrooms soon. We'll probably have to seriously start looking for morels in about 2 weeks. If this weather keeps up. This weather being, you know, nice and medium warm, not too hot, and the occasional overnight rains. That's good for mushrooms. Because then the mushrooms pop, and then I find them in the morning. Okay, so I've crossed the Great Divide, back on the marmot tracks, although these are older. These are not from this morning. Back on the marmot tracks. And I was just about to say, we better check this. We better check this den right up here. This is the first place we ever saw a marmot. The first time I ever came out here. And just as I was looking up towards the den, I think I saw something go down into the den. I saw... And I forgot the damn camera. I was going to grab it. I think I saw a little butt with a marmot tail attached to it disappear down into this hole. Now the rain and everything has really messed this area up. There's erosion. I'm going up this little hillock. And we're going to just peek our little heads down here. Yeah, although I do not see a marmot, there is fresh dirt dug out of this side, in that hole. I'm pretty sure I just saw a marmot, but he acted too fast, and it doesn't matter because I don't have my damn camera anyway. Okay, pretty sure I just saw a little dude. I kind of want to stand here and look, but... And wait for him to stick his head out, but I don't think he's going to. And we're not in the best spot. If we were over there, we could look right into the damn hole. But we're not over there. We're over here. So we're going to keep going. And hopefully we'll spot another one. Or can I... Is there a vantage point from over here? No. No. All right. Pretty sure that was a mati. Oh, there's a big bumblebee, but I'm not sure if we can count that as a mati spotting since it really wasn't all that confirmed. Wow, this bumblebee flying around me is pretty big. He's loud. I like him loud. All right, we're going to walk up here. Actually, you know, we probably shouldn't. Well, yeah, okay. See, here's some more marmot tracks, and these are fresh. Freshy, freshy marmot tracks. I'm going to go through the S-bend here, and we're going to look down into the pit of despair, and then I'm going to turn around, because I'm starting to get hot. The water in the air is insulating me enough that I got to be careful. And we're talking 97% humidity. More marmot tracks right here in the mud in front of me. And these are very fresh. Okay. Making my way through the second S bend here. Okay. Now, see, I should sort of be able to, if these damn trees weren't in the way, I'd be able to look down into that one den. But there's some other good spots to look down. Right over here. Where's the matis? Where are my matis today? Okay, can't really see down in here anymore. Another big tree fell over. I bet the marmots like the big trees falling over because that just means logs to hang out on and logs to dig under. I'm not seeing anybody. I hear some more tracks, but they're old. All right, we're now approaching the pit of despair. And I'm just going to kind of go up to the edge here and look down. Well, I see some marmot tracks in the mud. There's all the holes in the walls of the canyons that are probably marmot holes. Looks like marmots have been running. So, there is a den, a newish den. Or is that an old one that's been revived? There's a den on the edge there next to a fallen log, and you can see where there's a trail from the hole down near the log where the mottis have been running around. But, wow, it's weird because there's like this cool breeze, and I feel cool. I can feel cool wind blowing and touching my skin, but I'm overheating. So I'm turning around. We gotta turn around and we gotta start making our way back towards the automobile. Oh, so I can get home and... Geez, is my house gonna be cool enough? Well, I guess we're gonna find out. Alright, let's just stop at the S bend here. Look for any mushrooms just in case. One of the first things I find every year are brown cups, and I usually find them in this area somewhere. They usually pop up right around here in a couple places, and I'm just double checking for them now. They like to grow in this little divot here, and they like to pop up over here too. Oh, yada. Okay. I'm already exhausted. Walking around in these conditions with my exoskeleton on is brutally exhausting. All right, we're approaching that den again. See if there's any mottis over here. I know there's one down in here. I know you're down in there, Mati. Sneaking up on the mottis. Sneaky, so sneaky today. And nope, he's not sticking his head out or anything. Okay, slippery, slippery, slippery. Delicato. Okay, we're good. Okay, turn back around. Make sure they're not watching me as I walk away. Nope. Oh, yeah. Oh. So having to take little short steps and keep my feet level, this is all very difficult to do while wearing this freaking exoskeleton. And it becomes very tiring. I can't explain it. You know, I could walk around for 2 hours without the brace on, probably, but geez, as soon as I put the brace on, it's because it forces me to stand with slightly different posture that I'm unaccustomed to. But now I'm making good time. Got the breeze keeping me cool. You know, I'm just kind of scared to get in the car. As soon as I get in the car, I'm not going to be able to feel the cool breeze. So I'm going to overheat. Which means I got to drive home with the air conditioner on. Well, at least it'll run efficiently. Alright, so work my way back around on the path here, where the creek mellows out. You can almost jump across it here. But the water is very muddy. Very turbulent, turbulent water. And it smells good. Everything smells good, not just because flowers are blooming, but also, you know, you got that nice wet dirt smell. You know, after the rain, you got that nice, oh, it's the clean earth. Okay, slippery spot, gotta be careful here. Slippery, slippery, and here's where our funny two marmot tracks are, but nothing else. That's hilarious. So wild. Oh, how am I gonna get up this now? Well, we'll go up the side, stay on the grass. Grass means grip. Oh, yeah. Oh, now we gotta traverse the mud flat. Okay. Alright, I'm level again. I found my own tracks. They're right next to some marmot tracks. What a surprise. Alright. You know, if the earth were to end right now, if some cataclysmic event happened, and like this mud got petrified, and then some alien anthropologists, almost fell, but I'm good, then found my petrified tracks next to the animal tracks, they would say, oh, this guy was hunting his food. And I'd be like, no, dude, I'm just looking for matis. Oh, you gotta wonder, where are the matis today? Well, I think we saw one, but that was unconfirmed, so can't be sure. And now all the mud and grass and gunk that's caked to my shoes is flipping up when I walk, and it's landing in my shoes, in my socks. So I'm collecting dirt and grass in my shoes, and now the sun is coming out, and it's very unpleasant. Oh, I still got a ways to go. By the way, did I mention that when I pulled in here, or when I was driving over here, I did see herons in the tree at Mulhalsey? I think I mentioned something about that. There was a whole bunch of them, four or five of them. Oh, there's some loose dirt. Marmots have been active over there. Oh, and I'm getting very, very worn out. And the more worn out I get, the more exertion I have to exert, which then just makes me hotter. Things are, okay, I can see my car from here. It smells really good right here because of these plants. Ooh, slippery mud, slippery mud. Okay, working my way back up. Oh, this is not good. Gotta get my ass to my car right now. Oh, my neck is starting to stiffen up. That's not good. It's weird because I'm overheating, but I can feel cool air. I keep feeling mud getting kicked up. Oh. Okay, quick check for marmots. I don't see any. Okay, quick check for that turkey. I don't see him. But he might still be over there. Okay. I'm going to be back to my car in about 15 seconds. So it's time for me to say that you've been listening to The Dubious Tobe Goes Out into Conditions Where He Probably Shouldn't Have Gone Out and Is Risking His Health Committee. A show that airs every damn day, people. At 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. I gotta go. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.